Sandy Meadows live from Texas Motor Speedway for Media Day, and I'm joined by the driver of the number 41 Ford Fusion, Kurt Busch. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on.
NASCAR season is underway. You excited to be going home this weekend, right? Las Vegas?
Yep, headed to Vegas, and it's been a great start for our season. Almost won Daytona back-to-back, but we came up just a bit short. Atlanta backed it up with an eighth-place finish, led some laps, and I'm really excited about Vegas. Because if you can run good there, it matches a lot of other tracks on the circuit, like Texas Motor Speedway, Kansas, even like a track towards the end of the year, like Homestead. So hopefully we'll play good, we'll race good, and we'll see how it goes.
And you've been doing this a while. You've driven the trucks. You won the Xfinity Series, Sprint Cup Series as well, of course, and you've even raced IndyCar. So is there anything you can't drive?
You know, it was fun growing up. My dad would always have a buddy that he would find that had a car that needed to have some work done on it. And then that was our way of, hey, why don't you let my kid drive it? So we would go work on the guy's car, and then we'd race it.
Yeah.
And so that taught me how to work on the cars and then race anything and everything. And it's been fun over the years to run the Indy 500, to win the NASCAR Cup title, rally cars, drag racing, done it all.
So is it hard transitioning from one kind of vehicle to another?
Each one is its own focus and discipline, and so you really have to jump in and focus with that car, spend time with the team to learn the nuances and how to set it up. Like drag racing, that's tough to cut a light, you know, to get that reaction time off the line, and that's a whole different ball game when it comes to your emotions and your focus, because in drag racing, it's pretty much a 10-second focus.
Yeah, if you don't get a good start, you're in trouble.
You're done. Yeah, it's a quarter mile, and you're behind.
Yeah. I know a lot of guys are superstitious about their pre-race ritual. Do you have like a pre-race playlist that you listen to every time or anything like that in particular?
I've tried to kind of eliminate all that stuff over the years, but I do stick with my same meal. I love to have a turkey sandwich just to get that protein and that fulfillment of something in your belly all throughout the race. And Fritos. I got to have my Fritos.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. Fritos? Chili cheese or just straight up?
Straight up normal. Yeah, I cannot venture away from the original Fritos.
As a fan, one of the things is I'm watching that when there's a rain delay, I cannot imagine how you guys stay, you know, up and stay in the zone. And is that difficult for you when you've got that delay?
It is tough, and it's worse. Maybe it's because of my age or just over the years they've gotten better with technology to get the track dryer quicker.
Yeah.
So they have the new Air Titans that will blow the water off first, and then they go out there with the jet dryer. So literally you can be back on track in 45 minutes at a smaller track. But then, you know, there's usually rain that's around the other rain that came. And so you're like, are we going? Are we not going? You're like going back and forth on your focus. But ultimately, when you get belted in, that's when you ramp it back up. You know,
yeah.
It's not like when you're sitting in the motorhome or at the race hauler and you know that you're going to have an hour or so break. You just never get that big amped up focus again until you get the belts on.
Well, thank you for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck this weekend in Vegas.
Appreciate it, and we'll hopefully have all you guys back out at Texas Motor Speedway. Our race is in April, and we set the track record last year. We'll see if we can break it again.
Andy Meadows talking to Kurt Busch at Texas Motor Speedway Media Day on the Sound of Texas, 95.9 The Ranch.
95.9 The Ranch.